Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Ah, yes, Kevin Wall is away. He is in the Midwest. We're going to get the snow. Has this youngster seen much snow yet?
Just alongside of the roads.
Yeah, well, on your way out of town, I assume you're heading back to Vegas today, are you?
A little bit later, yes.
Okay. This is Sam Peters, who is a candidate for Congressional District 4 on the Republican side. On your way out of town, once you get to the top of Murray Summit,
okay,
on your way out, you will see a place where there is to your left, and I don't even know if they've got it plowed, but there is an area over there where they do lots of snow activities,
like sledding.
Well, they might do some sledding. I don't know.
My little fella here is in the studio with us.
Yes.
And Connor rode the train last night, as you know, and he's very excited to find some snow today.
Well,
so
there's snow up there.
Very
there's
good.
Lots of snow
very
up there.
Good.
Sam Peters is running for Congressional District 4. He has been active, trying to get people. Well, not trying to get people. Trying to let people know who he is, and this is he's on here regularly with Kevin, and today we're going to spend some time talking rural issues, because Kevin, being in Las Vegas, doesn't always pay attention to rural issues. You had some talks about the BLM and grazing, and one of the things Sam wasn't really aware, back when the recession hit in 2008, 2009, 2010, when the economy tanked in Las Vegas, that it was mining, it was agriculture, and what little tourism we have up here. That was what actually kept the economic engine running in Nevada. And now it seems like there are a lot of people in Las Vegas that would just prefer that the rurals went away.
Well, I'll tell you that I am very much aware of how big a part the rurals play in Nevada, and I know that they have done that from the times of the Civil War, and they funded more than just the state at that time. So being aware of how important the rurals are is something I'm incredibly aware of, which is why I spend as much time in the rurals as I can. To your point, I have had some conversations recently around grazing and mining and water and those type of issues that that do affect the rurals. In fact, last week I spent a day in Lincoln County with one of the county commissioners, and we had there was a couple of meetings that I sat in specifically with BLM. One of them was regarding some grazing rights between different ranchers. Another meeting was regarding some BLM land that is should have been turned over to the county and is available to the county. The federal government is kind of slow rolling that, as the federal government is clearly tending to do on a lot of different things affecting the rurals. And those are things that I'm digging into. Those are things that when I go to Washington, the slow roll of the federal government, the overreach of the federal government, is something that I want to address immediately.
Well, you know, we have a congressman who doesn't really know we're out here.
I know.
In fact, he's not even in Las Vegas very often.
He hasn't been in Nevada for 6 years. He stops in for an occasional vote for me visit, and that's about it.
Yeah, and that's the sort of thing that how can somebody seek to represent people without getting among the people. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
And it's completely contrary to what the how the Constitution was set up and how our representatives, and you can go back before the Constitution, why we had a revolution. There was no representation.
Yep.
And here we are. We have this Constitution, this beautiful document that's a roadmap to a wonderful and has built an incredible country. And as long as we can, you know, maintain this Constitution, we'll have an incredible country for decades and decades and generations to come. But here we are with, you know, and it's not just, you know, our current representative in Stephen Horsford. It's across the Congress.
Well, they're afraid.
They really are. They don't want to be held to what their job is. They want their feet held to the fire. They don't want to, you know, they make these campaign promises that a lot of times they know they can't keep, and they don't want the constituents to hold their feet to that. And I'm here to tell you, the reason I'm in White Pine County today, and the reason I was in Lincoln County last week, and the reason I'm going to be back, and the reason I was in Nye County, and I've been all over the counties, is because I want to be representative. In fact, if I can take the moment now and direct anybody listening to my website.
Absolutely.
SamPeters4Congress.com. It's SamPeters, the number 4Congress.com. And there's a button on there that says info. And if you send me a little note, and if you have an issue, if you have a concern, something you want to talk about, or just something for me to be aware of, please send it to me. And I will, myself or one of my team members, will get back to you. And I want to, you know, over the course of the next 6 months or so, I've done town halls in all of the counties already. We're going to do more. We're going to set those up, and we're going to invite everybody to come out and talk about what the issues are.
And
because I want to be that representative that you're talking about.
Yeah, and you're going to be up here for the Lincoln Day Breakfast, I'm
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, I will.
That's coming up January 18th,
yes.
8 in the morning.
Yes,
you've got that on your calendar
already.
It's
on my calendar. We're going to spend the night before, and the Lincoln County Lincoln Day dinner is also that evening. So
yep.
We're going to do the breakfast here, and then we're going to shoot a little south and have another one.
There you go. So, yeah. You know, it's two for one. That's we try to set those things. That's why
appreciate
we,
that.
That's why we have a breakfast here,
yeah.
Because we know
yeah.
Everybody else does dinners, yeah. And we do breakfasts here.
Yeah.
Sam Peters, who is seeking your vote for Congressional District 4, it seemed like when you started this, it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now... we're looking down the road, and the primaries are, 6 months away?
6 months, yeah, June 9th.
So you've been out in the rurals, you've been making your position. What's the one thing that you found in the rurals that differs from what the people in Las Vegas, what main differences do you see? Because there has to be a tremendous amount of diversity between the two areas. I mean, I know there is. That's why I'm here and not back there.
Yeah, a couple of big things here. I think it stems from, again, the federal government overreach and the amount of land mass that is controlled by the federal government, which stymies across the district and across the state the amount of economic development that can happen at the local level. The federal government is not developing our economy at the local levels. That's something that, you know, business people here in Nevada need to do. And when the land mass is inaccessible, that's a huge issue. It's a little bit of an issue in Clark County as well with some of the different municipalities, but it really affects when we start talking about, you know, we, like I said, the meeting last week with the grazing rights. That was a federally created problem.
Yes.
No question about it. We start talking about water rights, same kind of thing. You know, I lost my train of thought
yeah.
there. You know, we go to the firearms issues. Also an issue in Clark County and statewide, but coming up January 1st, as you probably know.
Oh, yes.
We have the background check law, AB 143, that's going into effect. We also have the red flag law that's supposed to go into effect that I'm actively fighting against. So those things are issues across the district.
And you know, out here, Second Amendment's very important because, you know, they say in the cities, mm-hmm. you know, when seconds count, police are just minutes away. Well,
right.
Out here, you look at the size of White Pine County
mm-hmm.
and realize we've got six officers covering our entire area. That's it. You know, citizenry has to be responsible for their own defense in a lot of ways.
Absolutely, and that's never going to change. It's never going to change.
No.
Ever. I mean, it's across the world. You know, we're one of the only countries in the world that have the Constitution that says our Second Amendment, you know, this our right to bear arms will not be infringed. So we're going to fight to make sure that that's not infringed. And right now, with the laws that are coming into place, it's an infringement.
We're talking with Sam Peters, congressional candidate for CD4. We'll continue with more. Kevin Wall, Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local. Pat Casale will be on at 10 o'clock. Right here, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
To our Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about all the great things you can get through MyPillow and the MyPillow.com radio listener special. You've also heard me talking about MyPillow Premium Pillow, because that's what I have on my bed and have for almost 2 years. Let me tell you, I've had the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow Premium Pillow. You can get it at the best deal ever. Not only can you get two MyPillow Premium Pillows for $69.98, you can also get the 60-day money-back guarantee. But it's extended all the way to March 1st. So you can give them as Christmas gifts if you want to somebody you love that you want to give the gift of good night's sleep. And, of course, the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the radio listener special. And, by the way, if you got a pet you love, get them that pet bed. They'll love it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
Yeah, some snow on the way. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local now on the Nevada Talk Network. And he hasn't seen much snow yet, has he?
He has. Well, he was born in Alaska, believe it or not.
Oh!
So he's seen his share of snow. He's traveled a little bit. He's seen some snow. We go up to Mount Charleston every couple times a year as well and do some sledding, and he loves it.
Well, so, and you can,
not up here.
You'll see a lot going out, yeah. Heading back for Vegas.
Yeah.
We want to talk a little bit, and we were talking about mining, and that was one of the things that we were talking about. That's part of what sustained the economy through the recession in the state of Nevada.
Right, and I've plugged myself in with some of the mining folks. I did a town hall in Tonopah and did a tour of their little mining park there and talked to some of the folks locally about the mining operations. I've talked to a couple of folks here about the mining operations. And just like the federal overreach we talked about with the cattle grazing, there seems to be some of that going on with the mining as well. As far as, you know, EPA regulations that shut down what we can mine for and how we can process it and those type of things. So I'm fully engaged in all of these issues and want to fight for what's right for Nevada.
Well, and you know, and I told you this story and you didn't know about this. Harry, we had in 2008, mm-hmm. before everything totally died, mm-hmm. we had a couple of clean coal power plants,
sure.
that were going to go in White Pine County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would have meant a total rehabilitation on that railroad y'all rode on last night. It would have meant a number of jobs,
sure.
you know, not just construction jobs, but a number of jobs to keep it running. And Harry Reid, through his staff, killed it. They told people that if you do that, we will put the thumb of heavy government on you. We will kill mining. We will kill your agriculture jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we will kill Northern Nevada. That's why, had it not been for the Republican National Committee not deciding to get behind Sharon Angle, a few years back, Sharon Angle would have been senator.
Sure.
But if they had gotten behind her right after the primary,
mm-hmm.
Harry Reid would have been gone because he was polling dramatically lower than she was.
Sure.
And then all of his money got involved in it.
Yeah. And just to be fair, there's a lot of things Harry Reid probably did that a lot of folks are not aware of or familiar with. And it's going on with the Democrat Party now.
Yeah.
They do not, and you mentioned it early on, the representation of the people, they're not interested in that.
No.
They're interested in themselves. They're interested in, and they're pushing this socialist movement. And if anybody knows anything about socialism, the one thing that you have to know is there is a ruling party. And if you're not the one in charge, you're not in the ruling party.
Exactly.
And you don't get the benefits of what they're trying to push.
But see, that's that whole thing with Sharon Angle, and not to beat a dead horse,
mm-hmm.
that was part of the reason why I kind of turned back away from the Republican Party, because it's like, here's the guy who is destroying the state of Nevada. He is doing everything mm-hmm. possible to kill it. And yet you don't get behind somebody who's polling dramatically well behind her just because you're not quite sure if this is what you want to associate with. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Here's my
take on the whole political atmosphere and what we're trying to do here in my campaign. This is a grassroots effort from the word go. I've never been in politics before. I've spent 20 years in the military. I'm a retired Air Force major. I'm a business owner. I'm a family guy. I'm a representative. I'm like most of the people here in Nevada who have families, who go to work in the morning, who want to put food on the table, who want to have a wonderful Christmas, all of these things. I'm one of those people. I'm also the person that's stepping up to say, hey, you know what? I want to be your voice because we need one. And we don't have one right now, and we haven't had one for a long time through the Harry Reid machine.
Oh.
So let's do this. Let's get behind somebody early, like you said.
Yeah.
If the RNC had gotten behind somebody early, we could have done some great stuff. That's what I'm asking of people, and that's what I've been doing. You mentioned I've been at it for a while. I've been out here since March beating the drum. Like, hey, we can win this. This is a winnable district. With your help, I can do it. So,
can you spend a few more minutes with us here? Because we've
absolutely
got a break coming up.
I'd love
here.
To, yeah.
Tell everybody how to get in touch with you again here so we don't get to do that.
SamPeters4Congress.com is my website. Again, SamPeters, the number 4Congress.com. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, it's at SamPetersNevada. SamPetersNevada.
And we're there. You got to love getting out of Las Vegas because I know I was so happy to. Yeah, I was so happy to be out of Las Vegas when I moved here back in 2008. And, you know, it's you got some inconveniences. You know, you got a three-hour drive to Walmart.
Right. Yeah. Well, sure. And one of the things I would mention on that, you know, we don't have a voice and you don't have a voice really in the rurals. We don't really have one in Clark County either. There's a fine line between, you know, when somebody – I grew up in northern Maine. Very rural. There's a choice to be made between, you know, a city living and rural living. And there's some sacrifice there. We know that. There's a three-hour drive to Walmart, which, quite frankly, time better spent somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, I'm familiar. I'm very familiar with, you know, rural issues versus urban issues and the lines and the balance between the two.
One of the things about rural Nevada, though, is you get to know your UPS driver real well.
Isn't community amazing?
Real well. Sam Peters, seeking your vote for Congressional District 4 on the Republican ticket. And we'll talk some more about a few things. He's got some endorsements he's very proud to trumpet. We'll talk about those in just a few minutes here. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dennis Muhlenberg, who's been the CEO at Boeing, is out of that job now. In a statement released Monday morning, the board of directors says it's decided they need a change of leadership to, quote, restore confidence in the company. Muhlenberg's been under fire as Boeing struggles to handle the fallout from the grounding of the 737 MAX jet fleet. Here's analyst Kelly Brothers.
For whatever reason, they have not been able to get the plane back in the air, and that impacts a lot of people, not only at Boeing, but their vendors, their customers.
He was speaking to NBC News. Chairman David Calhoun will move up to be president and CEO effective January 13th.
A Saudi Arabian prosecutor announcing a short time ago that five people will be put to death for the brutal murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at a Saudi consulate in Turkey in April of 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
NASCAR loses a legend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Clutch Coffee Bar in Mooresville, North Carolina is redefining the drive-thru coffee game in Race City, USA. The Clutch experience is fast, friendly, and delicious. Quality drinks and unmatched customer service is the name of the game. Clutch Coffee Bar offers signature lattes and mochas, custom flavor-infused energy drinks, smoothies, and more. Over 25 flavors, there's something for everyone. Visit our two locations in Mooresville, 356 Williamson Road and 154 West Plaza Drive. Open daily from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Power up today with Clutch Coffee Bar.
Here's your chance to win a set of your very own Hercules tires. Go to HerculesTires.com/MRN. Simply register, and each month we'll give away one set of tires. Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading mileage coverage to get you wherever you need to go, no matter where the road takes you. Register now for your chance to win a set of Hercules tires at HerculesTires.com/MRN. Hercules Tires, ride on our street.
50-time NASCAR Premier Series winner, innovative mechanic, and longtime car owner Junior Johnson passed away late Friday at the age of 88. His stock car career began at his home racetrack at North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina in the early 50s. Johnson would eventually go on to win 50 races in his career, the most of any driver to never win a championship. Three of those races came in the Daytona 500. Johnson would retire as a driver early, but would go on to be a longtime car owner in the series, winning six championships with Cale Yarborough and Darrell Waltrip. Johnson is a member of the 2010 NASCAR Hall of Fame class. For more on the life of Junior Johnson, visit MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'm gonna do my shopping. I don't care what I pay. I gonna get some presents to give on Christmas Day. I got a great big piggy bank. It's full up to the top. I know there's lots of pennies. I got them from my pop. Oh, jingle bells, Christmas tree soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day. I'm glad it's very near. Oh,
9:34, where Nevada comes to talk. This is different than doing the show with Kevin, isn't it?
That's a little bit. It's a little bit different. It's good.
We have a lot of fun. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall. Live and local now. We're talking with Sam Peters, Congressional District 4 candidate. The largest district, what was it? This is the largest district in area in the nation?
It's pretty close. I can tell you it's big. It covers seven counties, two of them half counties, but seven counties. And to drive around it, which I've done a number of times, it's about 1,000 miles circumference.
And you get to talk to all of them here.
Yeah.
That's the good part, is that except for North Las Vegas, you get to talk to a lot of them here on this radio program. Mm-hmm. And we have talked about the fact that in the past, it's been difficult to get a good candidate nominated.
Yeah.
You know, even some people with, like we talked about, the gentleman who ran this last time, Crescent Hardy, never made an appearance on this radio station. I think he was at the Trump rally in Vegas.
Okay.
But, you know, he was not out and about to try to make a difference. And you have been doing that. You have been out and about. You have been in Hawthorne. Mm-hmm. You have been in the Amargosa Valley. That's you have been in Pahrump. Mm-hmm. You have been all over the state. And people can catch you when you're there.
Yeah.
If you get in touch with Sam, you'll find out when he's planning to be in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Give the website again.
SamPeters4Congress.com. SamPeters, the number 4, Congress.com.
And, of course, you're on Facebook and all this big social media.
I am.
If you follow Sam there, you can find out when he's going to be in your neck of the woods.
That's right. Those areas you mentioned, the Hawthorns, the Amargosa Valleys, Logandale, Moapa Valley, which sometimes gets forgot, the Mesquite area, Pahrump, all of these areas, North Las Vegas, Northwest Las Vegas as well. We are mapping out on a calendar the town halls for the first 6 months or so of 2020. And we're doing it for the first 6 months of 2020 because we are less than 6 months away from the 2020 primary, which is on July 9th. So if you're a registered Republican, we got to have your vote on July 9th to be one of those candidates, those good candidates that has been out and about and wants to represent and fight for the things that we stand for as a country and as a state. So.
Well, and a lot of the reason that you're doing this is because of this little man right here. You want to give him a better Nevada.
I want absolutely him and everyone like him. I mean, he's my son and I love him and he's I'm biased.
Yeah.
I got a 22-23-month-old at home as well. She'll be 2 years old next month. And same thing. Our families socialism doesn't work. It's never worked. There's no record of socialism ever working. We've never been closer to it and we've never had candidates on either party standing on stage pushing it the way they're pushing it now. And I'm talking about the Democrats that are pushing the socialist agenda. And we got to stand up and fight it. And right now we have a self-described progressive voting lockstep with Nancy Pelosi in Stephen Horsford. We will continue to have the same results. We'll continue to have the Harry Reids and the federal overreach and the inability to economically develop and have more jobs and just have better lives for our children and our grandchildren if we don't do something soon.
You know, it's like they said, you can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Absolutely.
So there has to be a change made. You've had a number of endorsements you want to talk about.
I'd like to do that. So we opened the show and we talked about the rural issues, the cattle, the ranching, the sheep, the mining, all of these things, which all falls under agriculture,
right?
In a government system, the Texas Department of Agriculture commissioner, the big guy in Texas over agriculture, Sid Miller, has come out formally and endorsed our campaign. He was, if you remember back in 2016, when President Trump did then candidate Trump did the rally in Las Vegas, and he mentioned a guy in Texas who really knows something about elections. It was Sid Miller, and he's on board. He's our guy. We're going to have him hopefully come out in January and have a meeting with us. We're going to invite everybody from the rurals to come down and meet with him, talk to him about rural issues, and then just support the campaign again and help get the word out. So we're excited about that one. I have more, but go ahead.
Well, in a state that is increasingly blue, and partly through the ineptness of getting quality candidates running, how in the world can we turn the state back red?
We got to get out and vote. We got to, like you said earlier, we got to get a good candidate. We got to get a candidate who's going to knock on doors. By the way, we've done over 700 doors already, and it's not even 2020. We've knocked on my campaign has. You got to have folks that are going to get out early and often. We've got billboards across the district that many people have seen already. You have to have people that are out here doing these things like radio. Oh, by the way, we've been on radio since April and May.
Yes.
And starting in January, we're going to be run of station on a number of networks across the state. So we're fighting. We're getting out. We're again doing the town halls. I've had more town halls in 6 months campaigning across this district than Horsford has had in not only this term, but his prior term. That's telling.
Yeah.
That's telling. So, again, I gotta pound the date, June 9th. We need, if you're not a Republican now, you're an independent or a Democrat, and you're not happy with what's going on or you want good representation, let's switch. You can go to my website, hit that button that says register to vote and change to a Republican, and we'd love to have you on our team.
Let's take a moment and talk about this impeachment disaster, this impeachment debacle. Well, you know, I mean, we...
You got to talk about it. You absolutely do.
We haven't mentioned that.
Yep. And thank you for that.
And I know that Kevin asked you this, yeah. And I'm going to ask you this. If you were one of those people, I know the answer, mm-hmm. but if you were one of those people that decided to, that was in the House, how would you have voted?
I would have voted absolutely no, and I would have been the guy like Matt Gaetz, standing on my chair, wondering why all of these Democrat committee chairs were creating rules as they went, ignoring the rules that they made, and going after for 3 years a president that they only want to go after because they don't like him, and they lost the 2016 election. It's unfortunate that they lost, and nobody wants. We don't want to gloat. We don't want to. But we also don't want representation that's going to be sore losers. You win some, yeah. You lose some. Get over it, and let's do the job that you were elected to do, or let's replace them. And here I am.
There you go.
So there you absolutely no on impeachment.
Absolutely. Sam Peters seeking your vote. If you Sam needs people, I'm sure, to help get the vote out. You need people to help you knock doors.
Yes.
Yard signs, which aren't out yet, are they?
I actually have them in the truck, and I'm glad you brought that up. I'm here in Ely today. If you go to my website and you click on that info button and tell me your address, I'll deliver it. We're going to be here for the better part of this morning and early afternoon, so I'm happy to leave some here at the station if you want to do that, or whoever wants to grab some.
Leave me a couple here. We'll make sure they get out. And that website again is?
Sam Peters, SamPeters, the number 4. Congress.com. Sam Peters for Congress.
And Sam is all over social media at Sam Peters.
That's right.
Nevada.
And you can at Sam Peters, Nevada, and you can drop me a line there and we'll make sure that you get out. In fact, the GOP office on Altman.
Yes.
Down on the center of town here in Ely. They have some of my yard signs there as well. So you can talk to the folks there and they can help get them out. And if you want to get involved, if you want to be one of the leaders up here in White Pine County, shoot me a note. I'd love to have you.
And if you're in Mineral County, if you're in Nye County.
Mineral, Nye, Lincoln, Esmeralda, and yep. Southern Lion.
Wherever you are, get a hold of Sam, yes. And he would be more than happy to be your congressman. This is the second time we've had him on. It's the first time we've been able to have him on because he got lost coming out here.
It was kind of hidden. I'll be honest.
Well, you know. yeah, but you know the nice part is when I come out here some mornings and the deer are out here in the parking lot.
And when the first time I was on your show when we left, I did a video in the parking lot and there was a deer behind me.
So, there you go.
I love it. Yeah.
That's the beautiful part about the rules.
Yes.
Sam Peters, seeking your vote for Congress, thanks for stopping by here and helping me fill this time.
Thank you for having me. I do appreciate all the time. And again, anybody that wants to get involved and wants somebody to actually represent their interests at the federal level. I'm a retired military officer. I've got the experience. I'm a business guy. I know how to sign the front and the back of a check. And again, thank you so much for the time, Wyatt.
And that's the most important part. Somebody who knows how to sign the front and back of the check, not somebody who just has been on the government dole all their
absolutely.
Life. Absolutely. Which we've had a few of those, haven't we? 9:45, and you're listening to Kevin Wall, Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Christmas in Las Vegas, decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip.
10 minutes till 10 o'clock here. I'm Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, live and local, and we thank you for making us a part of your day. Sam Peters, by the way, wanted to make sure I wished everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate this season, and we know that our wishes are included with that. We mentioned impeachment a little while ago. Senator Lindsey Graham was on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox, and he was talking about how Nancy Pelosi is taking a wrecking ball to the Constitution. Listen to this.
She's taking a wrecking ball to the Constitution. This is the latest in a series of constitutional train wrecks orchestrated by Nancy Pelosi. During the impeachment process, the president was not allowed to have counsel present during the Intel Committee. He could not call witnesses on his behalf. He could not confront his accuser. And now that he's been charged with two articles of impeachment, Nancy Pelosi is denying the president his stay in the court in the Senate, and she's actually trying to tell Mitch McConnell how to run the Senate. She's trampling on the separation of powers. It's the Senate's job to dispose of impeachment articles once passed by the House. It's not Nancy Pelosi's job. When it comes to Trump, the rules don't matter to Democrats, and that's dangerous and sad.
I mean, how is this going to play out? We spoke yesterday. You said this was like extortion. Explain that.
It is. Well, what she's trying to do is to get Mitch McConnell to bend to her will to shape the trial. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? You had a Democratic president impeached by a Republican House, and the Republican speaker was telling a Democratic majority leader how to run the trial. You know, the media is so in the tank when it comes to Trump. Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court. Here's how it's going to end. She'll eventually send the articles because public opinion will crush the Democrats. You got the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, conspiring with the Speaker of the House, basically, to insist upon calling witnesses that deny. The president is invoking executive privilege around Mulvaney and John Bolton and others. They impeached this president because he chose to go to the court. Second article of impeachment is obstruction of Congress. The president has claimed executive privilege, and instead of allowing the president to exercise his legal rights, they've impeached him because he wanted to go to court. Can you imagine what would have happened if we'd done this to a Democrat, that we impeach a Democrat because they wanted to go to court?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. So do you expect that there will be witnesses in a Senate trial? Can you walk us through how the Senate trial?
No,
will...
I don't. Okay. To any senator who votes to compel the testimony of John Bolton or Mick Mulvaney before the president can have his day in court exercising executive privilege before the courts available to every American, including Donald Trump. So if you call these witnesses who work for the president after he's invoked executive privilege, if you deny him his day in court, then you're abusing the constitutional rights of Donald Trump as president, and you're putting the entire presidency at risk. I can't imagine any senator doing this to the presidency.
Yeah.
What did they impeach him for, Maria? They impeached him because he wanted to go to court. Instead of allowing the president to go to court to exercise executive privilege, they put an artificial time limit and said, if you don't allow these witnesses to come to the House at a time certain, we're going to impeach you. They impeached him for exercising his legal rights. I hope senators will not do the same thing.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. Okay. 9:54. But it is so incredible. You know, we try to be fair. We try to be reasonable about this stuff. But more and more, it appears that the Democratic Party just wants to have their way, and it is their way, no way. I was telling Sam when he was in here, Sam Peters, that I was very strong in the Reform Party camp, very fiscally conservative and socially libertarian. I don't care what people do in their own homes. Why should I? That's not my concern. The big concern I have is that we get people who are out there and who are able to be elected and have our best interests in mind. And I'm sorry, I don't care who you are. The things that the people in the clown show, the clown show should scare you to death. Because these people are the leftist of the lefts. They are so far out there that they would destroy the American economy just for their own weird agenda. Now, one of the things that people who know me know, there are lots of things that in our current economy I'm not a fan of. I have my aluminum, my glass with my aluminum straws. Don't want to use a lot of plastic if I can. I go to the store with my, you know, recyclable bags. I take those for a reason. Because we can't, the sad part is recycling hasn't worked. And recycling isn't being done properly. And especially here in Northern Nevada, recycling has not succeeded in the manner that it needs to. And quite frankly, when you look at things like cardboard and paper, those things have zero recyclable market. And don't get me started on plastics. I've seen so much stuff that is so bad and so horrible that it's not being done right and in an efficient fashion. And it's really a joke. It really is. Coming up next, Pat Casale will be with you, and he will take you home until noon. We'll be back tomorrow morning here at 7:05 with Daybreak Nevada. Tomorrow at 9:05, you will hear from another candidate who is seeking your vote in Congressional District 4, Lisa Song Sutton, who has a story to tell as well. She's also someone who has signed both sides of a check. We'll talk about that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Wyatt Cox. Have yourself a great day, won't you please? Live and local now.